On with us on the High School Playbook now is head coach of the Cookeville Lady Cavaliers softball team, Jordan Webb. Coach, obviously this weather has put a little bit of a damper on the last two-game set with Stone Memorial, no pun intended there. How much are the girls just looking forward to actually getting back on the field and playing some more district games before the postseason?
Yeah, I think that they're ready. They're antsy. You know, we were supposed to play Stone Memorial earlier in the year, and that got scheduled due to rain. And then we were supposed to play Thursday night and pushed into a doubleheader Monday night, then last night, then again tonight. And, you know, even tonight's on right now to try and have a look and get it ready. You know, and regardless, they're ready to get started, ready to play, whether it's the district game, the district.
So, Coach, tell me, when you look at the last couple of weeks of the regular season, what, from a team performance perspective, what sticks out to you when you look at your team's performance these past couple of weeks?
Well, I think that we have gotten away from playing fundamental softball where, you know, we're having good quality at-bats up and down the order for the entire seven innings. We're playing solid defense and making the plays that we should make, you know, and maybe coming up with an extra play here and there, but, you know, making the routine plays. And I think in the pitching circle, it's kind of more of the same where we're just not as sharp as we were earlier in the year. We're getting deeper into counts. We're not making pitches in situations that we need to make, you know, maybe hitting a few too many batters or walking a few extra batters and giving up a few extra base hits when we need, you know, we need an important out. So I think if we get back to the fundamentals of, you know, just doing the routine stuff well, I think that we'll be in better shape than we have been the last couple weeks.
How much of what could help this team, Coach, is just consistency up and down the lineup right now? On paper, I feel like when I look at this team, this lineup features nine hitters that could really do some damage in the right situations, whether there's runners on base, leading off an inning, just trying to get a runner over, what have you. How much of what this team needs is just consistency right now?
Yeah, I don't know necessarily if that's been a big problem, because we've had good production out of most of the hitters, you know, and hitting is something that players get hot and then they cool off a little bit. You know, we've suffered from a bit of that. You know, unfortunately, the last few games, a lot of the players have kind of cooled off, I guess. So, you know, if you can have four or five swinging the bat well in any given game, you know, or maybe even a few more, then, you know, it's not quite as noticeable. I think that, you know, I think that really what's shown up the last little while is our pitching and defense really hasn't been quite as strong. And, you know, I mean, we've hit the ball okay and we put up some runs, but unless you can pitch well and defend well, you're gonna struggle getting out of situations. You can't win every single ball game, you know, with eight or nine runs on the board.
So, Coach, last question for you. Simply put, what has to happen for this team to make a deep postseason run, in your opinion? I know that the offense and pitching have both been up and down, but when they've both been going well, I feel like looking at this team, this is a really, really tough team to beat.
Yeah, I think that we're just really hoping to kind of catch some fire right here at the end, you know, especially pitching and defense. If we tighten that up and we keep swinging the bats the way we're capable of and the way we have most of the season, you know, I'm pretty excited of what we can do. You know, we can surprise some of these teams that took us down in the regular season, like Warren County and White County. Yeah, I just think that if we come in and we stay around the zone pitching and we make the routine plays defensively, not give any free bases and, you know, not award them anything through errors or through walks or hit batters, then we're going to force them to beat us with their bats rather than us beating ourselves.
Once again, that is head coach of the Cookeville Lady Cavaliers. They'll be in action on Thursday night as they take on Stone Memorial in the play-in game for District 6 AAA. That's head coach of the Lady Cavs, Jordan Webb.